lovely to see all of you sitting there so comfortably. Before I start to talk, I would like to say that I have written my notes in Finnish, so I'm going to try to translate everything on the spot, kind of. So if it at times feels a little clumsy, I apologize for that. So we have come to the evening of a second full practice day. I think so many moments of mindfulness and being lost, being back again. I think this is a really good opportunity to give ourselves a little bit of appreciation for all our sincere efforts. It's really not always easy to do this work of exploration, the mind, exploration of the mind. And I'm sure these 2 days have included a lot, like a small life. Even outwardly, it looks like we haven't been doing so much. We've been actually simplifying. We've been basically just walking, sitting, walking, sitting. But inwardly, it must have been a very rich experience, like I've been hearing from many of you in the groups. And it's been changing so many times during these 2 days. Has any of you felt any restlessness, mind telling stories, commentating all the time? Just to have some hands would be nice. We can see it's a really shared experience. And we were talking about this, that even we are practicing silence, it actually becomes obvious how much the mind is talking and commenting all the time. And we start to see all the places and tendencies the mind is having. Anyone been daydreaming or planning? Quite a few as well. These are really shared things. I also remember back like 10 years ago or something, I was going to move to a new home and I was sitting on a retreat and there was this thought coming and I was repeatedly grasping on the thought and found myself going like, I'm going to put the bed there and the chair there and the table there. Oh, no, I'm going to put the bed there and the chair there and the table. And then I obviously was again coming back to the breath and the practice, and then again this very fascinating thought was coming and I was grasping at that again. Any resistance, difficult moments, mind going into difficult loops? Yeah. So here again we can see how we are very much sharing the path of exploration and meeting similar kind of experiences. And this is all going to be part of our topic of we are exploring this night. And Martine already this morning started to talk about the moment of contact and how in this moment of contact very often time it happens that we go into grasping. So when the awareness or consciousness is meeting an object through a sense door, which is eye and ear and tongue and nose and mind, instead of staying with a kind of direct sensory experience, habitually and quickly the mind moves away. It grasps and moves away into abstraction. So the mind starts to interpret, associate, judge, and react to the experience. And it happens very, very quickly. If we don't have enough mindfulness and awareness of the contact at that moment. And this is happening all the time. So it could be, for example, that I come into the meditation hall and I notice that someone is sitting in my place. And instead of simply staying aware of the seeing and maybe the unpleasant feeling tone, which we will be talking about tomorrow, immediately my mind goes into grasping and reacting. This is so outrageous. How can it be that that person is sitting in my place? This is my place. They don't respect my space. And then it might happen that I go to another place and I don't hear the instruction because of the anger, and I think, how am I going to get my place back? There is even my blanket there. And then I suddenly come to remember similar occasions when I have been feeling similar kind of feelings. And the mind and its layers take me very far away from the initial moment of contact with the seeing. And the anger may turn into sorrow with the thought, oh, this is all happening on the meditation retreat. It should not be happening. This was supposed to be my little break from my stressful life. So we can see how many added layers of suffering are coming just from the simple fact of the contact happening, and how quickly it can happen. Or it could be that I'm hearing something or smelling something. When I was teaching mindfulness to children, I remember oftentimes someone was telling something like, I noticed someone looking at me in a strange way, and then this child feeling maybe that something's wrong with him or her, and then feeling a sense of, you know, that no one ever really wanted to be my friend, and all kinds of sorrows. And the other person wasn't even aware that he or she had looked in a certain way. So very quickly it can happen that we move away from the contact and the mind starts to grasp and identify and react. And this is really not to say that these moments are not painful and maybe confusing, but it's really for us to start to look at them with more clarity and learn to recognize what is happening at the moment of contact, and how the mind and the grasping takes us so far away from the initial contact with the seeing, hearing, tasting, thinking. And at times we are grasping at something pleasant, and that can take us far away. We may be already packing our bag to travel somewhere, to Rome, and we have eaten already maybe 6 cups of lovely Italian ice cream. Or at times we might be remembering something unhappy, what has happened in the past, and we may be plotting revenge, like Martin was telling in the morning. So, how to work with this? We can start firstly to see that in these moments of contact, how quickly the grasping is happening, and start to understand that with the grasping and the identification, making it me and mine, the experience gets amplified and intensified. And we can start to see with greater clarity, that we can actually learn to slightly like separate the initial contact and the layers on the top, and the physicality and the mentality, and see more clearly the fabrications of mind. So we could start to understand our experience as it's like sensations, physical and mental sensations that are coming and going, arising and passing away. And see how through the grasping, ideas and conceptions and identification is created. And when we hear or feel or smell or taste without clear understanding of what is happening at that moment, we will suffer because we get something we don't want to have, or we don't get what we want to have, or we just meet unpleasant, unhoped experiences. And in the meditation, we can learn to simplify. We can learn to become aware when we are feeling pain. Pain is happening. When we are hearing, we are hearing. When we are seeing, we are seeing. And see the activities of mind and body just as they come and go, without getting into confusion about them. Years ago, I remember when I was practicing and learning about this contact and staying at contact, that the teacher was reading this one famous story about someone called Bahia, and how this Bahia was very eager to understand Dharma and went to Buddha for asking for some, you know, piece of advice, and please teach me. And Buddha was that time on the alms round and was saying to Bahia, hey, can't you see this is really not a good moment? I'm now on my alms round. And really pretty much trying to get rid of Bahia, but he kept on asking. And then Buddha gave him a piece of teaching, saying, Bahia, you should train yourself thus. In reference to the scene, there will only be the scene. In the reference to the herd, only the herd. In the reference to the cognized, which means thinking, only the cognized. That is how you should train yourself. When there will be only the seen, in the reference to the seen, there is no you in connection with the seen. When there is no you, this is the end of stress. So Buddha was basically advising Bahia to become aware of the contact. So becoming more clear about what is happening in any given moment, and become clearly knowing the seeing, hearing, sensing, tasting, smelling as it's happening, without grasping and identifying and making it me or mine. So in the seeing, only the seeing. So how can we learn to notice this and lessen the suffering connected to the moments of grasping and mind fabricating more experience? Through more mindfulness and awareness of the contact, like we have been practicing today. So becoming aware of the contact and staying more closely connected with the more simple and immediate experience. So coming back to the physicality, the sensations as they're happening, and noticing when the mind becomes entangled and involved and grasps and identifies. Like Martin was earlier saying, then when there is also at the same time little bit sense of the anchor, we are, for example, coming back to the body and feeling the body, there is already more space and we can see much more clearly what is happening in the mind. And then when there is more space, there is basically more opportunity to be creative in the responding to the experience. We have, so to say, wider perspective than when we are really entangled in the story. And we can also learn to notice experientially the grasping when it's happening. We can learn to notice how it manifests and feels in the mind and the body. How does it feel to grasp? We can learn to see the mind tensioning and the body tensioning. Almost feels like when I'm holding my hand in a fist, like really becoming mind and awareness, becoming really narrow and holding on to something, becoming tense, the awareness shrinking, perspective shrinking. And we can learn ways of relating differently in those moments, creating more space in softening the reaction, softening the body and softening the mind, staying more at the contact. And we can release some of the layers, at least, of the suffering. And also, equally experientially, start to feel, as we know, the grasping and the suffering connected to that, the tensioning. We can equally start to notice the moments of softening and release. Like really first-hand experience of this is how it feels to let go. This is how it feels to release. This is how it feels, like a moment of small liberation. This is how it feels in the mind and in the body. And this is how it feels when there is a little bit more space. So even the moments of becoming really entangled and grasping a lot and seeing a lot of layers of fabrication and storyline, we can, maybe not that moment sometimes, but we can maybe afterwards start to see, hey, what was it that really happened? And I can become more familiar with the experience. And actually becoming more familiar with the experience is a way to start to understand the mind better and start to recognize earlier, hey, this is really what's happening. And again, without making it me or mine, it's just the actions of mind. And we can also start to see that, for example, finding our way back to the body and the immediacy of feeling our body sitting and feeling our contact with a chair, cushion and floor is also a way of simplifying, kind of shaving off some layers from the experience. And or in the moments when we come back to the more spacious awareness, or we remember the friendliness, we can learn to see that actually the way we are relating to the experiences, also shaping and forming what we are experiencing. And it can be such a great help for us to actually simplify and come back to the immediacy of the physical experience of body sitting, or just to hearing, tasting, smelling, seeing, and staying this way much closer at the contact, we can start to be with a much more simple experience than when we become entangled. And we can start to learn to practice this way, staying at the contact, both on the cushion and when we are walking around, moving around, or even in our everyday lives, and start to see that actually this can become a really lovely way of being, where we are kind of meeting our experience in a very embodied way and feeling the kind of beauty and the freshness and the aliveness coming with that. This immediate sense contact. And it also has a more sense of ease, in a sense that there is a less sense of me or mine, less selfing happening at that moment. So this can be a really valuable way of practicing, becoming aware and mindful of the contact, a way that will lessen the suffering in a significant way. Not maybe end point for our practice, but it's a really worth exploring. And I would like to hear if any of you has any questions or comments or anything maybe I wasn't able to express very clearly.